We're in the studio here with Jason Carabann, who is performing live today on WFMU in a trio setting with Jim Boja on acoustic guitar, piano, and backing vocal, and Jerry McWilliams on mandolin, acoustic guitar, and backing vocal. Jason is on an abbreviated tour. You're not really doing the whole country, are you?
Oh, no. I'm not prepared for that.
Did you drive or fly cross country?
I flew and drove and walked.
You're based in L.A., but you're originally a Philly boy?
I'm originally a Philly boy.
City or the suburbs?
Suburbs of Philadelphia.
You want to shout out the neighborhood where you grew up, or don't you care?
Are you glad
to be out of there?
I'm glad to be out of there. I'm actually embarrassed to mention the specific town, but it was King of Prussia.
Wait, they have a great mall there. You want to talk about the mall?
They do. I spent a lot of time drunk in that mall. anything you could think of, I think, is readily available in the King of Prussia Mall. But I moved out to L.A., approximately 9 years ago, and I went out for an indefinite amount of time to work on some music for a movie that my friend was producing, and I didn't have any intention of staying there, but I ended up meeting my wife, and we got married, and we had some children, and I've been there ever since, so it's coming up on almost 10 years now.
Was it a movie of any significance?
It was a movie of significance, but I can't remember the name of it, to be honest with you.
I guess it's not showing up on your performance royalty statements.
No, every quarter.
No,
there's not much showing up on there.
No. So you're doing just some limited gigs in New York and Philly while you're out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in support of your fourth album, which is called Shift, and it's on Ascend Records. Are you Ascend Records?
I am not. I'm not Ascend Records. It's a real label.
After you leave here, reach out to your label and tell them on their website, the cover thumbnail of your new album does not display. It's just a little blue box with a question mark in it.
Well, I think that's all part of the marketing.
Oh, that is actually the cover of the album.
Is it?
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's very clever.
Yeah.
Your music has been used in a bunch of TV shows, according to the always factual Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. I guess I got lucky. I've had a bunch of placements, on everything from networks stuff to, reality, like MTV and a bunch of different reality stuff and a couple movies no one's probably heard of. But, it helps. It helps to feel validated.
Well, how have you managed to escape affluence then?
I'm trying to process that question, and
or maybe affluence is escaping you. You're just not hot in pursuit of it.
Oh, thank you. Got me out of that one.
So we were chatting before, and you referred to yourself as a novice.
Hmm.
And I know you were being modest, but your music is very professional. But I guess you don't do radio much, and you don't even gig out much, and haven't over the years, have you?
No, I haven't. A novice in the sense, it's probably just being a little self-deprecating, but a novice in the sense that I don't perform a lot, and it seems that every time I do perform, it's kind of at the end of whatever it is that I'm doing. If it's a couple shows, and I feel like I'm always like ready to go when I have to go home.
You're more comfortable in the studio.
I think so.
Do you record at home?
I do. I do. A minimal amount of recording is done at my home, but I actually have done some stuff that was salvageable and usable, and I believe some of it actually wound up on the record.
We're in conversation here with Jason Carabann, who's doing a live set down here at WFMU, accompanied by Jim Boja on acoustic guitar, piano, and vocal, and Jerry McWilliams on mandolin, acoustic guitar, and vocal. Jason is singing lead, playing guitar, and he wrote the songs.